Area 51 is finally official. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. According to a National Geographic special just 2 years ago, this day should never have come because the Central Intelligence Agency...
The agency has never and will never, ever admit there is an Area 51 in the story.
But now, the National Security Archive at George Washington University has released the CIA's original documents on its U-2 spy plane program. And in those documents, for the first time, is a mention of Area 51, the complex of runways and hangars in Nevada that were used to develop the U-2, the famous Cold War spy plane. At a time when the Boeing 707 was considered cutting edge, the U-2 could fly more than twice as high and four times as fast. And so, of course, commercial airline pilots had seen nothing like it. And the test pilots were told to lie.
The ground controller wanted to question my altitude. Actually, he was pretty accurate. And I says, no, you got to recalibrate your weapon.
So test flights became UFOs, setting off a phenomenon that just won't die. And this new document won't change a thing. Even Jim Friedman, who was supervisor of field operations for the original spy plane program and knew exactly what was going on back then, even he remains curious.
I've even heard Area 51 is a cover story for a much more secret area. I wish I knew.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.